Hello.
Yes, my name is Asia. I was giving you a my name is Asia with customer support. How may I help you?
Yes. I was just trying to figure out the charge of my account from this number, business from this number. What do you guys sell?
Okay, can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
23602.
23602.
Six. Yes.
Can I have your name, please?
Russell Hewitt.
Hold for just a moment. Can I have you verify your address for me, please?
320 Windy Ridge Lane, Newport News, Virginia, 23602.
Okay, hold for just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so by looking at your account, it looks like you had got our space heater. You paid the shipping, which is $9.97. And you was enrolled into our monthly gadgets club. We give customers like $125 gift cards that you can use online to online gadget store. But you will be billed around $56.95 every month for being a gadget member.
Well, I want to delete that subscription as of now.
Okay, and you had up until like 48 hours to call back into council.
Say that again.
And you had up until like 48 hours to call back into council.
So I had up to 48 hours to call back and cancel.
Yes, sir, but what I can do for you, I can get the account canceled. Hold for just a moment, okay? Thank
Okay.
you. So by looking at your account, sir, it looks like your account was canceled out on the 31st. You're already canceled. Okay, is there
That's fine.
anything else I can help you with?
Unless you can delete this charge on my account for based on fraudulent activity.
So did you order the space heater? Okay, so
But
that's not considered fraud. That's a
hold up,
valid
hold up,
charge.
hold up. Okay, slow down. Let me finish what I was getting ready to say. What I was going to say is that I saw nowhere where I was going to be enrolling into a prescription for anything other than paying $9 for the shipment of the heater. Okay. I guess you are saying different based on the information that you have.
Okay, so everything was explained to you in the terms and conditions. So you did order the space heater, that's what you're stating?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so what we can do to help you, hold for just a moment. You were charged $56.95. So
Correct.
I can provide you with a 35% refund to help you out. You will get back $19.93. Would you like for me to do that for you?
If that's the best you can do, yes.
Okay, so I can provide you with a 50% refund. You would get back $28.48. Would you like for me to do that for you?
Yes. Are there
Okay.
any fine print? Is there any fine print that I'm signing up for something else?
So everything was explained to you in the terms and conditions, so you will get
I just, ma'am, I just asked you a question. I asked you a
that was
question.
in the terms and
Okay.
conditions, sir, and I answer your
Well,
question.
what I'm saying, no, you didn't answer the question that I'm asking right now. You answered the question based on, in other words, I want to know that what you were saying if I accept this discount off the bill that I would I want to know if I'm going to receive or have any other underlying conditions that would sign me up to something else.
No, sir.
Okay. That's That's fine. If you would do that for me, please.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Thank you. Okay, you will get that money back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Thank you.